It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, Elliot Stewart Parks. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Elliot, of course, in for John today. The Mac Man, Jody Mack, will be in for John the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, as John is with his family on vacation, which is wonderful, but it's also wonderful to be with you. And we got a lot to discuss today. Of course, following up on a super quiet night last night. Well, not weather-wise. That was it was quite astounding, actually, the way that thing rolled in. But obviously, you know, Phil's game, so Phil's doubleheader today. Eagles back at, imagine this, back at it with a game in 4 days. First game since Super Bowl 57. So the Birds play a game in a couple days. We'll get into that. We'll also get a lot into Jalen Hurts today. Congrats to Jalen, named NFL's third best player, according to the players in pro football, the NFL top 100 list. So all of that and much more on the phone lines today, including your chance to win tickets to see the Phils and the Angels. All of it at 215-592-9494. What's up, Elliot?
Man, thanks for having me back. I'll try not to get put in timeout today.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can avoid, you know, a few minutes of you needing to turn my mic off.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But outside of that, thanks for having me back for day two.
Do you understand that I got fed it last night for having done that to you?
Oh, did you?
Really? Like, there was an actual parade in my hometown of Huntington Valley. Huntington Valley held a parade last night for me.
Yeah.
For putting you – well, actually, they didn't because they were going to, but it got rained out.
Probably a lot of the people I see in my Twitter mentions,
yeah.
I would think. It was a big, big gathering.
All right, so here's the deal, guys. And obviously, you know, we hope you did okay with the storm. I know some people got hit really hard. Hope you're all right this morning. Jalen Hurts all right. You know, it's a big congratulations to him, and it's a big accomplishment when a player – rises far up this list of the top 100 players in the NFL. You know, let's take stock of the fact that in a lot of lists we've seen this offseason, primarily by media members nationally, Jalen has not ranked so high to the point where it's not so much a Hurts versus, you know, Burrow thing for who's the second best quarterback in pro football. It actually has been one of those things where he's been in the below Lamar Jackson. Mm. He's been below a whole bunch of guys.
Trevor Lawrence, Aaron Rodgers.
It's silliness. It really is, because Hurts has established way too much, way too soon for him to be disrespected as he has been nationally by some people. The players clearly are on it. They get the Hurts thing. They faced him last year. They know what he brings to the table. And if you haven't heard the way the top 10 ranks, and I'll actually go 10 through 1, little suspense, little drum. Well, of course, Patrick Mahomes is number one. But here's how it goes, and 10 through 1.
You already told us Jalen's three. So.
I did already tell you that. So the great defensive tackle the Eagles dealt with in the Super Bowl, Chris Jones from the Chiefs, he's number 10. Micah Parsons is number 9. Now, interesting, he's over Hassan Reddick. We'll get to that as we move forward. Josh Allen, number 8. Tyreek Hill, who, of course, is just remarkable, he's 7. Joe Burrow is 6. Travis Kelce, maybe the best tight end of all time, is 5. Nick Bosa, 4. Jalen Hurts, 3. Justin Jefferson, 2. And Patrick Mahomes, number 1. So for me as an Eagles fan, I have great pride in the fact that Jalen not only cracked the top 10, cracked the top 5, cracked the top 2 of quarterback, according to the players. But I am also struck, you know, the first thing I'm telling you guys, the first thing I thought of when I saw this list and saw that Jalen Hurts is number 3. The first thing I thought of was Carson Wentz. And the reason the first thing I thought of was Carson Wentz, if you don't know, and I'm sure some of you do, and many of you probably don't, Carson on this exact same list 5 years ago ranked 3rd. He literally, after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and he had had what we all thought was probably going to be an MVP season if he hadn't gotten hurt, and of course he did get hurt, and of course they won without him with Nick Foles, But and I thought it was rightful. I thought it was justified. Carson ranked 3 exactly 5 years ago. To which I want to ask this question, and this is one of those, I'm asking for, I don't have truth serum, but if I could pump it into you, I would. I want to ask this question. Do you feel more confident in Jalen Hurts moving forward at this stage than you did with Carson Wentz 5 years ago at that stage? We all know what happened thereafter, but I am curious. This is one of those, like, you got to keep it real today, because I know we're all flying high on Hurts, and we should be. But we also were freaking flying high on Carson back then, and based on what we knew, I think we should have been. Elliot, I'll turn to you first. Yeah. Do you feel, and again, this is for everyone at 215-592-9494. The irony is thick. Hurts to 3. Carson had been 3. Carson's not even with a team right now. Elliot, do you feel more confident, perhaps less confident, perhaps equally as confident in Jalen Hurts moving forward as you did with Carson Wentz in August of 2018?
Well, let me start by saying this. The players list that comes out every year is my favorite list.
It's a good one, man.
I think the fact the players – I mean, look, I'm a media member. We're all media members. We all get to make our own list. I love that the players get to make their own list.
Yep.
And one of the things I like the most about it is when they do this list, they sit all the players down and they interview them. So, you know, for number 10
– not all of them. Prominent players.
Right, exactly.
Prominent
it's not players. Anonymous.
Yeah. Yes, agreed. It's not – right. Yeah.
Like, so, for what it's worth, Boston Scott likely not interviewed by the NFL Network.
Right, maybe
but
not.
Anyway, yes.
So they make videos of these interviews.
Yep.
And I got a few quotes, which I thought were cool.
Sure.
So Jason Kelce, right, he says, those traits, those intangibles, that's when you see a spectacular player. Lane Johnson, going into a game, there's so much you can do with him. Jason Kelce, he's a junkie of the game. He wants to learn. Those are quotes about Carson from 2017
wow.
in that video.
Say that again. Okay, because obviously I thought you were saying Hurts. Say them again now that we know the context that it was actually Carson.
Yeah. Well done, Abe.
That's very well done. Same again.
So Lane Johnson, going into a game, there's so much you can do with him.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce, those traits, those intangibles, that's when you see a spectacular player. Doug Peterson, he does so many things you can't teach. Wow. Even another player, Von Miller. Any quarterback who tries to extend the play is dangerous, and he's doing it with confidence. On the defensive side of the ball, it's scary for us.
Yeah, and the Eagles had smoked the Broncos. Yeah, Von Miller was on the Broncos team back then. Yeah, smoked them.
When I see Jalen at number 3, I do get a sense of happiness for him. He earns this.
Throughout, no question.
Throughout his career, he's been undercut at so many levels. Alabama, Oklahoma, coming in, right? But I also get PTSD. Like, I get a sense of, oh, my God, here I am back again in 2017. I know I'm viewed now as a Carson hater and, you know, all those things.
Yeah.
But after 2017, I wrote, A, I thought the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl in 2018 because of Carson. And I said there was not a package of players or picks I would trade him for. I thought Carson, like, was going to be one of the top 4 Eagles of all time. So if you ask me when I sit here right now, do I have more confidence in Jalen than I did in Carson? No, absolutely not. I think Jalen is awesome. I think he's earned number 3. I think he has so many good qualities. But anyone that calls in and says they're more confident in Jalen, I think, is being dishonest.
Well, I'll be fascinated to see where this conversation goes today. I mean, I know there could be some see, it's funny to use the term homerism because, you know, Carson was our own player back then. Recency bias homerism, if you will. Let's find out where everyone's at 215-592-9494. Seltzer, I'm asking you to keep it real. More confident in Jalen than Carson back then. Where do you stand?
Well, Elliot just called me dishonest
If there's one person I think genuinely feels it, I will say it's James.
Well, here's why. I'll give you 2 specific reasons. Number one.
That you feel what?
That I feel more confidence in Jalen than I did in Wentz. And this is not to say that I didn't have confidence in Wentz.
Sure.
We all did. I totally did. But I'll give you 2 reasons. Number one, I saw Jalen do it in the biggest of games. We never saw Carson that year, as great as he was, actually play in the playoffs, much less the Super Bowl. And I saw Jalen be one of the best players on the field in the Super Bowl, minus one play, the best player on the field in the Super Bowl. That's one.
Yeah.
And two, I went through Carson. I experienced it. I see the differences between Hurts and Carson. I see the way Hurts is built. Versus the way I was wrong about how Carson was built in that moment. And because of that experience, I look at Jalen and say, this kid is completely different, and it makes me believe in him even more than I did in Carson.
Sure,
in that
but you didn't know that then about Carson.
No, but I do know it now, and thus my belief in Jalen is even more because I went through the failings of Carson.
So
I experienced that, and that has informed my feeling now of Hurts.
If I understand what you're saying you think you're a more informed sports fan.
Exactly.
To look beneath the hood.
Exactly.
And find out, let me find out. And especially going through the Markelle Fultz and the Ben Simmons thing, let me find out about the athlete's character. Is that a fair way to assess
exactly. I've changed the whole way I look at stuff. I look more, especially with the quarterback position in the NFL.
That's interesting.
So I think your point about the Super Bowl is a phenomenal one. We had not seen Carson in the playoffs. So when you see Jalen does, when you see what Jalen did in the biggest game against, you know, arguably the best quarterback, I think that is reason to have maybe another level of confidence. But I also think we're doing this thing with Jalen where we're leaning so much into his personality, right? About this guy is definitely different. This guy is like Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, the characteristics he has. He's so mature, all these. And maybe in 4 years, we'll sit back and go, that is true. But I think it's naive to think we didn't think those same things about Carson. Now we sit here and go, okay, he had problems in the locker room and there were rumblings at the time or like, you know, all the things, how his career has played out. I think to say that we know Jalen is going to be like definitely this moving forward, I think it's like setting him up to fail. Like we saw with Carson, 1 year is not enough to say you're definitely
great. You think
great.
The expectations are too high for
Jalen? I think the expectations are way too high for the team and for him. Are they capable of meeting high expectations? Yes, they have one of the best rosters in the NFL, and Jalen showed last year he can be one of the best quarterbacks. But we just saw this in 2017. Everyone thought Doug was going to be the coach for a long time.
Can I ask you a question, Elliot? Do you think most people think Jalen Hurts is going to make the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
As we sit here today.
Yes. Joe Giglio, who I have great respect for, thinks he's going
no,
to be.
No, you don't.
Oh, well, I mean, if there's anyone that does, it's me. But he says he thinks he's going to be the best Eagles quarterback of all time. Think about that. The best Eagles quarterback
well, it's actually
of
not,
all time.
Yeah, that's more doable than the Hall of Fame. I mean, I know
it's more doable, but what McNabb accomplished here, it would be incredibly impressive if Jalen.
Yeah, well, look, all of this on the table for everyone at 215-592-9494. It's a simple question, but it's got a lot of complexity to it.
There's one simple reason why it's not disingenuous for people to say that they think Jalen will be better. Because he's not coming off a torn ACL.
There is that factor.
I mean, that's just a very plain and simple. He played great, and he's not injured.
But I don't think – I'll speak for myself, and I think this goes for others. I don't think we viewed it back then as that big a deal. I mean, for instance, Joe Burrow tore his knee a year or two later and came right back.
Elliot and I both thought they were going to win the Super Bowl because of Carson that year, because he was going to come back and be so motivated and so ready to roll. We were wrong.
I kind of view the torn knee as like not that big a deal anymore. Now, for him, it was a derailment, part of the derailment, that is. Look, we'll see where you stand at 215-592-9494. Simple question, but with a lot of complexity. Do you feel more confident in Jalen moving forward than you did in Carson back then? Again, both of them third on this list and, you know, August of – you know, a season about to begin. I'll tell you this, guys, as much as I love Hurts, I mean, love him. I think he's remarkable. I think he is a freaking gift from God. Not only do I not feel more confident in Hurts moving forward than Carson, for me, 5 years ago, I actually feel less confident in Hurts. I mean, I'm going to keep it really real. And I'll tell you this, the reason, and this is thick with irony, this is irony dripping with more irony. The reason I actually feel less confident in Hurts moving forward than I did in Carson, ironically, is the injury factor. I am scared.
That is ironic.
I know
yeah.
it is. Like, I am scared as a Philadelphia sports fan that Jalen Hurts. Guys, Tom Brady got into his 40s. Aaron Rodgers is going to get into his 40s. Peyton Manning got near his 40s. I am very worried that Jalen Hurts not only will not get near his 40s, that he might be a significantly lesser player in his early 30s. Because he's just going to get banged around so much. Now, look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they will dramatically reduce the extent to which he runs. He'll be such an effective passer that they can do that. They'll lean on that reality that he can pass, and away we go and saddle up for the next 15 to 17 years. Maybe. Or maybe in the next 7 or 8 years, much like Cam Newton, some other players, like Carson, you know, maybe Jalen Hurts' body will break down. He'll be a diminished player. All of it on the table at 215-592-9494. Keep it real. Are you more confident in Jalen moving forward in this August of 2023 than you were in Carson moving forward in August of 2018? All that plus the Phils, phone calls. We're giving away Phillies tickets today. See Ohtani, the whole deal. Shutter camera, Elliot in for John today on 94WIP.
Let me tell you about my friends at Window Nation. If you're feeling the heat, well, the high temperatures aren't the only thing that are going to get you hot under the collar. Where do you see your energy bills? The solution? I recommend my friends at Window Nation for new energy-efficient windows. Your home stays comfortable and cool. Your AC will avoid any premature breakdown, and you will save on those high energy bills. Not to mention the incredible savings Window Nation is offering right now. Get 50% off any style window. That's bows, bays, double hung sliders, 50% off. Plus, put zero down and make zero payments with 0% interest for 24 months. And this week only, receive an additional 10% off. So maintain your chill, lower your bill, and fill your home with new Window Nation windows. Get 50% off all style windows and pay nothing for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION this week. Get an additional 10% off your order. 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. Tell them Rhea sent you.
Well, good morning to all. Joe DeCamera and Elliot in for John today, 94 WIP. All right, when I say you got to keep it real today, what I'm really saying is...
I want the truth.
All right,
I want the truth.
Do you really feel, honestly, do you feel more confident in Jalen A than you did in Carson Wentz 5 years ago? Let's go to the phones. Let's find out what everyone thinks. It is astounding that Carson's career fell apart to the extent that it did, and no one is predicting that for Jalen Hurts. But injury does worry me. Here's the one other thing I'll say, and then right to the phones. It's hard to quantify. Matter of fact, it's impossible to quantify. But the extent to which Jalen has had a major advantage last year, Elliot, with what's around him. I mean, he played with what I think a lot of us think is either the best offensive line in football or one of the best, which, by the way, Carson also had in 2017. I think that I don't think there's any question that Jalen played with, there's no question, a more dynamic wide receiver group.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I mean, AJ and Devontae is on a totally different level than Alshon, who was very good in 2017, and Torrey Smith, who was near the very end of his career.
And Alshon wasn't even, if you look back, the numbers in 2017 are not that impressive
Alshon. He was not a monster. He was good.
He was good in the playoffs.
He was.
But all year, remember the whole thing was, where's the chemistry at? Like,
tight ends, similar in a different kind of way. I mean, Ertz was pretty much prime Ertz. Goddard is currently, at least at this point, prime Goddard. Different players stylistically, but both very effective. Let's go to the phones. I mean, running backs, you know, you make your case. Obviously,
it hurts way better defense, too. Or at least I should say more talent. More talent. That's secondary.
I don't know. That team was really good. Fletcher was in his prime. Malcolm Jenkins was great. It kind of goes both ways there. Let's go to the phones. Where do you stand? Hurts then, Wentz then, Hurts now. Both ranked third in the NFL by players in August entering a season. The irony is incredible. Kurt Marlton kicks us off this morning. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning. I got my 2 cents, and I had a quick question for Elliot. I'm pretty much with James on this. I don't think that you can have an opinion or a sentiment about Jalen Hurts today without the past informing that sentiment.
I'll agree with that.
You look at how you felt about Carson. Yeah, I was extremely everybody was confident about Carson Wentz back then. But not only do you see what happened, but you've also seen and heard some of the things that talked about him as an individual, as a teammate. Not that he's a bad guy, but that he might not be the guy that is really all in all the time, the way Jalen Hurts is. Nobody 10 years from now is going to say the things about Jalen that they say about Carson now, as far as maybe his head's not always where it needs to be, or he wasn't the best teammate all the time. Nobody's going to say anything about that, Jalen.
So, Kurt, I think it's an interesting point, and I would probably agree with you. I'd be very surprised if in 5 years there are stories coming out about how the teammates had issues with Jalen. But let's remember in 2017, Carson sold out or almost did Citizens Bank Park for a softball game with all of his teammates. So in 2017, everybody also thought very highly of Carson. I don't think that's where to go with Jalen, but I think what reminds me of it is in 2017, we built Carson up to this level, and I see us doing the same thing with Jalen.
Well, I agree with that to an extent. Really, I think that seeing what we went through and what we dealt with and knowing how you felt about Carson at the time, seeing now what we're dealing with Jalen, a guy who is really he doesn't know about ceilings. He doesn't care about ceilings. He's all in. This is a guy.
Kurt, let me just say this, because you're bringing up great points, but there is a flip side to this, and I'm thinking of the Who right now, and we won't get fooled again. Like, are you? I think this is kind of part of what Elliot's saying. Are you propping? Look, I think Jalen's amazing, but are we not willing? Let me put it this way. When the Phillies won the World Series, when they lost the World Series last year, but were winning the World Series after Game 3, I think we all thought the Phillies were about to win the World Series.
Yep.
And then, you know, they didn't. And my point is, sometimes I think we get, Kurt, so on the magic carpet ride that we struggle to look at the other side of the coin, right?
Sure. Sure, and I do agree. But, and this kind of feeds into the question to a certain extent that I've got about Jalen for Elliott.
Yep.
You know, keeping in mind that you know, there's a lot of people that are complaining, not about the NFL list because that's player-based, but where he ranks on position lists as far as quarterback goes. Well, oh, he's being ripped off. He's being rated too low. Well, I agree with that. Elliott, does Jalen really care what all these lists say about him as a quarterback? Is that motivating him, or is he motivated by who he is and what he wants to accomplish?
Kirk, good question.
Yeah, so I would say I think Jalen, of course he cares, but I think that that's a positive. I think Jalen uses slates as motivation. And someone throughout his career benched at Alabama, had to transfer a second-round pick. I think Jalen uses those things. And I'm not saying this in a way where, oh, he cares about the list. That's a negative. I think it's a positive.
I think any athlete
yeah.
or competitor in any industry that doesn't tap into those sort of externals that can help you become all the more focused and dedicated, I think you'd be doing a disservice to yourself if you didn't.
Well, I remember, I think it was Brandon Graham on your guys' show at the first day of training camp saying that they talk about these lists in the locker room.
Yeah, he did say that.
Right?
You're right.
You're telling me if you're talking about lists, you're not talking about where Jalen's ranked? Like, that's the most interesting one. I don't think there's a heated debate about if Fletcher Cox should be, you know, 41 or 42. So I think it's good for Jalen.
Speaking of training camp, we'll be at training camp tomorrow, and obviously we'll have a whole nother round of interviews with not sure who yet, but we'll be ready to roll and looking forward to talking to whichever players we do and, you know, obviously being able to see training camp and see practice. Let's go to Ty right now in Fullcroft. Hi, Ty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ty. How are you, pal?
What's up, Ty?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted
Hey, Ty, name the movie. You ready? Do you want to tie me up with your tie? Ty? Can you name that movie, Ty?
I cannot.
Come on, man.
Can anyone here name that? Of course,
Rhea?
I definitely can.
Seltzer?
No.
Come on, it's Caddyshack.
It is Caddyshack.
Isn't that what Lacey Underhill says to Chevy Chase?
I think so.
Something like that.
Something along those lines.
I wasn't expecting a question like this.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that was a throw off at 6:25.
I'm like Jack. Be nimble, Jack. Be quick, Jack. Throw you off your candlestick. Anyway, go ahead, Ty. Go ahead.
Okay, so my personal opinion about Jalen Hurts this upcoming season.
Yep.
I'm 50% confident that he's going to be just as good. I'm 50% confident that he might be even better.
So 0% that he goes backwards. That's interesting.
Yes. I say that because number one, now, mind you, because I heard you talk about Carson Wentz, how the season where he was pretty much almost MVP.
Sure.
Just like
2017.
The season that pretty much Hurst was almost MVP. So if you look at the next season, Hurst is not coming off of an ACL injury.
Right.
Number one. Number two, you can't predict what's going to happen this season, but Carson Wentz got hurt again next season.
Yes, he did. That's right.
He is back.
So he was out for pretty much, you know, the big part of the next season.
Yeah, he might have only played two or three games without the new injury setting in. And, of course, the old injury probably hadn't fully healed. It was a debacle.
And we don't really know when he got injured because I think he was kind of keeping – and I don't blame him. I have a little bit of empathy for what he went through, but he handled it so poorly.
I agree with that.
Well, yeah. I also think with Carson, we love to blame the downfall in his personality, and I think that's part of it. But I think the main reason Carson had a downfall was his injuries. Tore his ACL, broke his back, suffered a concussion. Short of, like, wrecking his throwing shoulder, I don't know if there's three worse injuries you could think of for a player. So, yes, Carson's personality now we can look at and go, clearly, you know, not great in some ways. But no personality in the world is great enough to overcome a torn ACL, a broken back, and concussion.
So, you know, I struggle with this, and I'm moved by what you said because you might be right, but why didn't he just throw the ball to the running back and check it down? That has nothing to do with a broken back, a freaking knee, or a freaking head. Just here's a running back in the flat. I get 6 yards. It's second and four. Just passing the freaking ball.
Yeah, I think part of it with Carson was the player he was before he got hurt, he could no longer be that player.
I agree
and
with
I think
that.
With any athlete, I'd be curious, you know, if Richie or if he was here, like when you suffer that injury, how hard is it to mentally kind of change and accept who you are after
yeah.
that?
No, that's very, very interesting. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, your chance to win Phillies tickets today, Phil's Angels, and to see Shohei Ohtani at the end of this month at Citizens Bank Park. Also, a question about Aaron Nola and much more on the table. A lot on Jalen Day, and believe it or not, even a little bit on Carson, who remains a free agent. Joe to camera, Elliot in for John today on 94 WIP.
Purchasing a new cooling and heating system has never been easier with Horizon Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. First, their comfort consultants come to your home. They'll observe your home's unique needs, and then they'll provide a custom solution. Then you can expect the highest quality installation to happen as soon as the next day. Plus, Horizon Services offers hassle-free, flexible financing. Your new system will make you, your family, and your home comfortable for years to come. And their industry-leading up to 12-year warranties will give you peace of mind. So say goodbye to sweat, system breakdowns, and high energy bills. Horizon has made it easier than ever to book an appointment. Your install is only one call or a few clicks away. Online booking only takes a few seconds. Visit horizoneasybook.com or call Horizon today, 855-240-1234. Again, horizoneasybook.com.
Look, if there's one thing I know as a Philadelphia sports fan, it's that we will get fooled again. Many, hundreds, thousands of times moving forward. Now, it doesn't mean we're being fooled on Jalen Hurts. Doesn't mean we're not. I mean, I remember growing up, like 1984, and you'd hear about Jeff Stone. I swear to God, if anyone doesn't know, Jeff Stone was supposed to be the next Ricky Henderson.
No.
Yeah. Not the next Ricky Henderson. James, give me one we were just really wrong about.
I mean, we've had so many. I mean, Dom Brown gave us a moment.
Who?
But Dom Brown gave
Don
us a
Brown.
Moment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we thought he was going to be a superstar.
My uncle told me Bobby Estelaia was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Bobby Estelaia.
I mean, the guy was built like a freaking wall.
I mean, Lance Parrish, Danny Tartable.
Correct.
I mean, we've had so many through the years.
So many. Greg Jeffries, yep.
That was a free agent, but you know.
Free agent. Where were we wrong on the Eagles other than Carson?
Where are we wrong on the Eagles?
Chip Kelly.
Chip's
big a really
time.
Good one.
Chip's number one.
I mean,
one,
look,
I think.
Doug, too. Let's be honest.
I don't know about
he
that.
He won the Super Bowl.
No.
Doug got fired 3 years after he
no,
won the
but,
Super
but
Bowl.
No, but Elliot, I'll always be convinced that it was Carson. If Doug had an even average quarterback, Eagles have an average record.
I don't disagree with that, but if I said to you the day after they won the Super Bowl,
well,
how
sure.
long? Well, so then you're wrong. Like, we were wrong about that
yeah,
duo.
Yeah, but I don't
we
think
We thought
Doug...
that duo was the next Andy
Donovan.
Yeah,
but they just won the Super Bowl. Like, you know.
We were more wrong about that it was a terrible hire. I mean,
yeah.
I believe somebody referred to Doug
That's
as a
good answer,
plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a great
or
answer.
Or a dream team?
Yeah, true.
Dream team, yep. Yeah, that's it.
Sam Bradford. I don't know if anyone believed in that.
Nah.
Some people got into it.
A
some
couple.
People, yeah, some people were like, oh, we got the number one
yeah,
pick.
Yeah, I guess there wasn't much excitement for
you
him.
You know, he's never.
Only, I guess after that preseason game, the Green
yeah.
Bay preseason game, we
oh,
could put
no,
that
you,
there.
You don't understand. We tortured Angelo for years.
Yeah.
He came on the next morning and declared he was the greatest
yeah.
quarterback he had ever seen in an
wow.
Eagles uniform.
It's incredible.
Always one for
well,
a
what
mediocre
a take right
take.
There.
Yeah.
I love it. Yes.
Well, remember, the Bradford thing was predicated on two things. One, he never had anything around him. And two, he was always injured and he's finally healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, all of a sudden we got a number one pick with all this talent around him. Well, it's like, well, yeah, but he was a bust.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones at 215-592-9494 throughout today's show. Also, I want to introduce a Twitter poll question of the day that is related to Aaron Nola. And it's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. With sizzling summer savings on every Armin Chevrolet Equinox, Armin Chevrolet, celebrating their 23rd anniversary, find new roads, ArminChevy.com. Today's question, if you missed it yesterday, ESPN came out with a big article looking at all the free agents and sort of projecting, ranking them up and how much money. How much did they say, by the way, James, for Ohtani? What was
I will check. I just checked Nola. Let me check. I have it open. Hold
Is it more for Ohtani than Nola?
That's great. So, obviously, Ohtani's got to be, I was thinking about this earlier in the week. He's probably the biggest free agent since Bonds, James.
I think he's the biggest free agent we've ever seen in baseball history.
He could be.
Is he a bigger free agent than LeBron was?
Okay,
well,
so
yeah, well, yes and no. And here's what I mean by that. Is he as big a deal as LeBron and guarantees you to win as much as LeBron? Clearly not. But because it's not a salary cap sport, on a certain level, there's greater intrigue. Because, like I've always said back then, if there was no salary cap in the NBA, then LeBron would be a $100 million player. And I'm going based
more.
On the standard
be
of 10
more.
Years ago.
Be more even.
Yeah, now it would be even more. But the Mark Cubans of the world, you'd have all this deep pockets. They'd pay $100 million for LeBron James. It was like, oh, I'm like pretty much definitely in the finals, and I got a 50-50 shot to win the championship.
Yep.
So, you know, this is different because, all right, Ohtani, what's his number, James?
And Ohtani, in terms of bringing people to the ballpark, I mean, I don't remember a baseball player in our lifetime who more people would go see.
One other thing before you get this number. I am convinced that attendance in baseball is up for a number of reasons, probably the biggest of which is the pitch clock. I think second biggest reason is probably the expansion of the wild card, which keeps a lot of towns into it. Mm-hmm. But I think the Ohtani thing's a really big factor. I think there is more focus on baseball this year because there is a superstar that fans are starting to get. Like,
he's the best baseball player who ever lived.
But he's in his absolute
prime. I don't agree with that.
I know you don't,
James.
But you're wrong about it. Like, he is the best baseball player who's ever lived.
Well, you got to do
flat
it
out.
You got to do it longer to be able to say that. But you're saying something.
He's the most talented baseball player who's ever lived.
Here's what you're saying. You're saying he's playing at a higher level right now than anyone's ever played at.
Yeah, period. I'm saying pure ability. He is the most talented baseball player who has ever lived. And
has there ever been
close.
Another human that can do what he does at
like
baseball?
Like Babe Ruth, but that was in the 1920s a different thing in 1919. Yeah, you know, like it's a different time.
Yeah, well, but me dealing with Rich's nonsense and being great at sports
That's
trivia.
That's a great one. You're right.
All right, Ohtani's number, James. What is he?
So this is just the where the insiders came at in projection. 11 years. $524
million.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I thought it would be in the sixth.
All right, here's the deal. Twitter poll question. We went on quite a tangent there. ESPN projects Aaron Nola to get a 5-year, $110 million contract. And we'll ask you this question. Would you want the Phillies to sign him to a contract at that price? 5-110, which candidly is lower than I thought it would be. And they could be wrong, by the way. And, of course, this also could be, you know, recalculated based on the fact that he has struggled recently. And, you know, so 5-110. As we sit here today, would you offer Aaron Nola 5 years, $110 million? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Randy right now. Randy, you're on WIP.
Yeah, the comparison between Carson and Jalen is comparing a rotten apple to an orange. Carson lost the team directly after the Super Bowl in 2017 when he made it all about himself and basically whined privately that he wasn't there, you know.
Just for what it's worth, though, Randy, you're giving us information that we know but didn't know then. You didn't know that then.
We knew towards the end of the Super Bowl run because it came out before the Super Bowl Darren Sproles had to approach him and tell him to stop.
We didn't know it was Sproles till later. We just a player.
When
Remember
did that
it came
come
out?
When did that
but,
come
yeah,
out?
We knew the story.
Right. We knew the story. Yeah.
When did that
came
come
out?
It
came out before the season ended.
Okay, I believe you. I don't remember that.
It was Jeff McClain. Yep.
Okay. So, Randy, go ahead.
I wanted to make a point about Jalen. Jalen, to me, falls into a unique category of athletes. He falls into that Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant category of athletes.
Oh, that category.
Not in terms of how great he is.
Why don't you just put Babe Ruth and Jim Thorpe in there also?
No. Not in terms of how great he is as an athlete, but in terms of how he burns to get better.
I agree with that.
And the thing about that is, when you burn to get better, you're going and you work at it, you're going to get better. Now, is this ceiling Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant? Obviously not. But the man has improved every single year. And people are saying that in the training camp that he's more accurate than ever. He's a very smart guy.
His
leadership skills are such that people on his team say, I would run through a brick wall for this guy. So can his statistics regress a little bit this year? I think in terms of interceptions and turnovers, maybe. I think he's probably going to throw for more touchdowns this year. And my only concern with him is injury. That's it.
Well, you know what? It's kind of where I'm at also, Randy. Listen, it's a great phone call, man. Appreciate that. I mean, I shouldn't say my only concern is injury, but it's so far and away my main concern.
So we're seeing a lot
but,
today.
But one more thing.
Go ahead.
Just imagine a scenario instead of having the top offensive line in football, he has the 16th best offensive line. Now imagine a scenario instead of having the 16th best offensive line in football, he has the 30th best offensive line in football.
Yeah, imagine he's throwing to Greg Ward. And
yeah, it's hard to maybe kind of get there in your mind because we're so used to the Eagles having such a great offensive line. But someone out there in the NFL is the 30th best offensive line. I don't know who it is. I know this. Joe Burrow has done an awful lot yeah. with a really lousy offensive line. And by the way, you know who also did for a long time? Long time. Even though it completely fell apart last year and maybe he's done. But Russell Wilson had a bad line in Seattle all those years. So when you accomplish something like Russell Wilson accomplished in Seattle or Burrow in Cincinnati with a limited or bad line, that's really impressive.
Yeah. So I think so far, you know, the almost hour we've been this, and my guess is for the next 3 hours, a lot of people are going to bring up the personality. What did he say? A bad apple to an orange or whatever?
Something like that.
And I do think personality matters. Like Jalen's personality is a major plus positive for him. But I'll ask you guys, like, is the personality really like even top three on what's going to dictate his success?
Yes.
It matters. But
I think it's the most, I think above the shoulder is the most important thing with the quarterback. Period.
Yeah. So I do agree it matters. But like health, physical ability, the roster around him, the coaching staff, like we're overlooking the fact Brian Johnson's OC this year. I just think he compared Jalen Hurts to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and then said, well, he's not going to be as great as them. Well, all right, first of all, if you think he has that same fire, then why can't he be? Like, if you truly believe he's that personality, why can't he be? But I think we're tying Jalen's future success so much to his personality. Like, Jalen can be this guy we think he is and not turn out into the player we believe because of factors other than his personality.
All right, so it's fascinating. Here's what I'll say. There's someone I've known the last few years from the world of baseball. Used to be a high-ranking baseball executive. And he has told me that he would look at players through the prism of three categories. And this is sort of – I don't know if he developed this or if someone when he was younger said, these are the three categories to assess all athletes by. And he's got some phrase for it, like the – I don't know, the trilogy or troika. I don't know what the hell it is. So he says it's about athletic brilliance, like physical – mm-hmm. dominance, obviously. It's about, is the athlete driven? And is the athlete, does he allow himself to be coachable? And when you think of it in those terms, like to me, that I can see why Jahlil Okafor failed. Mm-hmm. He was athletically brilliant to an extent for a certain style of basketball to a certain level of basketball. But then athletically, he really didn't fit the NBA anymore. He didn't like in 1985, maybe Jahlil Okafor would have been really good. You post him up and you back a guy down and maybe he would have scored 20 points and got 10 rebounds a game. But he clearly wasn't driven. And without me knowing a ton about it behind the scenes, it didn't strike me like he was particularly coachable. So it's like you're 1-for-3 at best. You're probably 0-for-3. And it's like, okay, that's a failed athlete. Jalen is obviously as driven as can be. That's the MJ Kobe comparison.
And I think he knocks number three out of the park.
I think coachability, he's 100%.
100%.
And athletic brilliance.
He was the top recruit in the country as a high schooler.
Yeah.
I mean, he went to Alabama and Oklahoma. I think he's got some athletic brilliance in there.
The Eagles have started to do this too, and I think this is intentional. Like when they talk about Jalen, Howie said it a few times. You know, we get so wrapped up in his personality, you ignore the physical tools. Like, to James' point, he was the number one recruit and went to Alabama. I'm sure he was a great guy then, too. He went there because of what he can do physically.
Sure.
And I just think everyone's leaning so much on his personality. Physically, he has to hold up, too, and the roster around him. And so while Carson, part of his downfall is the personality, it's not the main one to me.
And you believe it's the physical breakdown?
I think
breakdown.
It's physical, but you know, obviously the roster wasn't great, too, the coaching staff. I just think there were a lot more things than just the personality.
All right, look, 215-592-9494 to assess a number of different topics here today, including do you feel more confident in Jalen moving forward than you did in Carson 5 years ago? Again, Carson 5 years ago ranked third by the NFL players in the top 100 list in August of 2018. Jalen, congrats to him. Yesterday, ranked third by the NFL players in the top 100 list. Keep it real and tell us if you feel more or less confident in Jalen moving forward than you did Carson back then. Also, and also the Aaron Nola thing. Would you offer Nola 5 years, $110 million? Where do you stand on that? We also have to give away today a pair of tickets to see the Phils play the Angels. This is an August 30th afternoon game, 105 game. We're all going to be headed down as a show. Lunch, by the way, and we appreciate this, is going to be provided by Aramark at Bulls Barbecue. So everyone will get a voucher for lunch, which will be awesome. Obviously, you get two tickets. It's a Citizens Business Person special. After the game, all fans 55 and over invited to participate in the Independence Blue Cross Senior Stroll the Bases. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, you can go to Phillies.com. Now, here's the deal. As we look to give these tickets away today, I'll ask you this question. I need a title, something great, that's got a pro sports team, their nickname, like the Eagles, not Philadelphia, like, you know, the Knicks, not New York, that's got a pro sports team's nickname in it. You might say, well, why? Midnight Cowboy, obviously starring Dustin Hoffman. Hoffman's birthday today. He's probably the latest in a long line of celebrities, super old. What is he now, James? 80?
Take a guess.
84 for Dustin Hoffman.
86.
Wow.
Wow.
These dudes are getting old,
I know, man. Like, Gene Hackman just turned 90-something.
Makes,
like,
me sad.
Of course. That's our childhood. We grew up
Hoffman,
with them, man.
Hoffman, yeah. 86. All right. So, in honor of the great Dustin Hoffman and Midnight Cowboy, can't believe Seltzer, actually, this was his idea, coming up with something based on a cowboy. All right. Give us a title that's really what we're looking for, is the best song, the best movie, the best book, the best whatever that's got in the title somewhere a sports team's nickname in it, pro sports team. Elliot, what do you got?
Yes, speaking of the Cowboys, I'll go with another divisional opponent, Little Giants.
Little Giants.
One of my favorite movies growing up, one of the rare movies made in the early 90s I'm still willing to watch. So.
That was in your wheelhouse of your age. You were the
exactly,
right age.
Exactly, yeah, I was like seven when it came out.
All right, Seltzer, give me an answer here. What do you got?
We just talked about it. Best movie of a couple years ago. Well, Top Gun Maverick.
Oh,
so, interesting decision.
Maverick.
Here.
I don't know about this though.
Huh?
Why not? The title is Top Gun Maverick.
No, I know. Just Mavericks.
Oh, dude, Maverick. if we don't, we're gonna have no answer beyond the S's.
Well, did he say Little Giants? Say Little Giants?
I'm telling you, I went through them. Yeah? We need to be able to not say the S's. I'm just telling you, dude. I'm telling you, it's gonna be way less fun if we can't.
Well, I'll just say this, everyone. Listen, I'll be less inclined to vote for your.
I won't.
All right. We'll find out. Rhea, give me an answer here. A title with a pro sports team nickname in it.
I rarely agree with you, Joe, but I spent my whole hour racking my brain trying to come up with something with a name. I'm going to go with a movie that was so dumb it was funny.
Okay.
And it also, you know, it's Celtics Pride. Do you remember that movie?
I do.
The Dan Aykroyd, Daniel Stern.
By the way, it is named off Midnight Cowboy, not Midnight Cowboys.
Yeah, well, that's
your fault. Just so when I came up with the topic.
James
all right?
is right back at us.
Look at James. Man. He's always salty seltzer in there. All right, here's the deal. A lot of ways to go. I got to lean into my Catholicism background, Elliot, because he will raise you up.
It's beautiful.
On eagle's wings. There you are. What is it? The breath of life. I could have the words wrong.
Yeah, I don't know if
but
I
But it's Eagles wings, man. Come on. Where are we? We're in freaking Philadelphia.
It's a good one.
It's a beautiful thing.
It has an S on it, too.
All right. Yeah, that's right.
Actually, do we want to get technical? It's Eagles with an apostrophe. All right? It's on Eagles apostrophe wings. So
it
is actually
Eagles.
All
right?
So it is incorrect by your rules,
Jeff. That is a tough standard. All right, give us a great answer. Best answer. By the end of the show, you're going to see Shohei Ohtani. And we're all going to hang out as a show down at Citizens Bank Park coming up in about 3 weeks. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, Jordan Davis, something he said recently on WIP. We'll get to that. Get Elliot's assessment of Jordan Davis. Rock all the calls on 94 WIP.
It is the perfect time to start planning that new kitchen of your dreams. And right now, Colonial Marble and Granite is here to make those dreams come true. Get a fully installed granite countertop for just $14.99 and up to 40 square feet. Or how about an all-in kitchen for $69.99? That includes countertops, cabinetry with sink and faucet package. Do you need financing? Colonial Marble and Granite is offering zero money down and 0% financing for up to 18 months on purchases of $19.99 or more. Best way to get started, do what I did. Head to a showroom. I went to their King of Prussia location. 55,000 square feet of marble, granite, and quartz stones. And you get to pick out the actual stone that will become your countertop. My entire experience was tremendous, from selection all the way through installation. Final result is a gorgeous kitchen I love, and you will love yours too. For all of the details and to get started, visit colonialmarble.net today. That's colonialmarble.net.